Hey there, podcast listener. Welcome to Talking Wealth, the show where each and every week, the Wealth Within team are on hand to teach you how to become a more confident, competent, and more importantly, profitable trader and investor. For more information, products, services, and detailed show notes, including a transcript for this podcast, head over to wealthwithin.com.au and click on the News and Media tab in the navigation.
Hello and welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Now this week I'd like to talk a little bit about commodities, and something interesting in that space at the moment is oil, recently traded to around $40 a barrel US. Now you may recall in one of my previous podcasts some time ago that I talked about a worst case for oil at around $25. If you look back some months, you'll see that oil actually traded to around $26. Now as a technical analyst and trader, I'd like to see the price dip through a particular level that's identified in the analysis before it then moves higher, because there's always a risk that the price can come back and test those important levels. However, if you look at the history, it did get down to around $26, therefore that's reasonably close to the target level, which increases the probability that the low may be in. And we have seen a really nice solid rebound on the oil price, as I said. This month, it's actually down a little bit from its high. It's been taking a bit of a breather with all the global activities going on at the moment. Now, oil's been falling since May 2011. And you will have heard that markets repeat. I've talked about cycles in the past before, how patterns repeat and markets repeat. Now, don't let anyone tell you otherwise until you've actually seen this physically on a chart. If you go back and you look at the oil price in 1990, oil actually peaked. And what happened after that's really interesting, because there was a long-term decline for around 98 months. The fall was actually 75% of that high. July 2008, you'll recall that oil also peaked. Remember, it got to astronomical heights. Now, in 91 months, the oil price seems to have bottomed. That was the low I was talking to you about at around $26. Now, the fall, this is the interesting part, was around 80%. Very similar to the fall that we saw back after the 1990 peak. Further to this, and really interesting as well, is how the oil price rose 174% from a prior trough. This was the prior move before it really started to accelerate at a rapid rate. And oil made a low, I think, in around 2007 and rose 195%. So a similar order to what was seen when the oil price rose 174% prior to that 1990 peak. What's interesting again is what happened after that. So when the market fell away from the 1990 peak, it made its low in December 98. Now you're probably thinking, why am I telling you this? Well, remember I mentioned that markets and patterns repeat, cycles occur, and therefore what happened in the past can give us a good indication about what could occur in future. Knowing this, it would have given you a reasonable indication of how far the oil price was likely to fall, worst case scenario, and also how high the oil price might rise before it's likely to peak out again. So, have I got your attention now? Let's go back then to December 98. The price rose more than 200% before it peaked out. I think it got to close to 200%, had a really strong pullback, and then rose again before the eventual decline. Currently, if I look at the rise from the more recent low, we're probably about halfway of where it could go. But I've been a bit conservative. The full level it could get to is approximately $80. But my target at the moment is somewhere between $70 and $74 to be a little bit more conservative. Now this month, the oil price has pulled back to around $44, or I think that's the low for the month this month. I was expecting it to get to around $40, so it could still move around before we start to see it continue its run. And the next turn I'm expecting in the price of oil, the next significant one, is around April 17. So if you've got access to a monthly chart of the oil price, you can have a look at how it unfolded, look at how many months it took to get to the next high after the low in December 98, how high it rose, and then consider where it might run to now and how many months up it might run for. I'm Janine Cox, Senior Analyst at Wealth Within. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. For more information, products and services, and detailed show notes with a transcript for this podcast, head over to wealthwithin.com.au and click on the News and Media tab in the navigation.